IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
The Pretoria High Court has ruled that 10 films can continue filming proceedings. They are the creators of the Senzo Meyiwa Netflix documentary series, Senzo Murder of a Soccer Star. Both the state and defense agree that the series endangers witnesses and could cause prejudgment of the case. We wanted to understand a little bit more about this. Megan Harrington Johnson is the managing partner at HJW Attorneys. What are the pros and cons of filming on an ongoing cases? Good morning.
Good morning. So it's quite a loaded question, but from what we can see and, you know, what the public are generally seeing at this point in time is that firstly, the recording prior to proceedings commencing could unfortunately cause prejudgment. Obviously, in South Africa, we don't have a jury system like they do in the States, but we do have a judge, and the judge is obviously influenced, shouldn't be, but would probably be as a individual by public opinion on a matter.
But we've become very used to this, haven't we? It has become more or less the norm. The Americans gifted this upon the world, I think, with who was that star?
If the glove don't fit, you must acquit.
That's the one.
Yes, the O.J.
Simpson trial. That was really the first one that was gifted upon the world in this type of way. We love it. I mean, I'm really devastated that the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp case is over, because it was an absolute delight. We've started to enjoy this sort of thing, good, bad, or ugly. It's just a reality of the way the world functions.
I was actually just going to reference that case, the Amber Heard case. It's almost like watching a car crash. We almost can't help ourselves. We want to watch what's going on in the court and then discuss it ourselves in the court of public opinion. But yes, there absolutely is a risk, A, that there is prejudgment in the matter, and B, that witnesses are put at danger, or that their testimony is influenced. Because obviously you wouldn't ordinarily be seeing testimony from other witnesses, but if it is publicized, then you are made aware of that testimony, which could influence the case, because there could be, you know, allegations of collusion perhaps that may arise as a result of witnesses knowing what each other are saying.
Would it be a case then to argue that it should be delayed but ultimately still shown? Would that be preferable?
Yes, absolutely. That would make more sense, I would think, but that doesn't stop the fact that the main documentary has already been aired and questions have been raised in that itself.
Does it matter that South Africa, or does it influence it in some way that South Africa doesn't have the jury system?
Yes, absolutely. As I mentioned earlier, we only have one judge sitting on the bench, so there's only one person to be
influenced.
Let's put it in inverted commas, influence, and that person is a professional who shouldn't take the opinion of the media or the public into consideration. Whereas, for instance, with the O.J. Simpson trial, you had 12 individuals sitting on a jury who needed to reach a conclusion on perhaps the most publicized media event in the world at the time. They were obviously sequestered and kept away from any type of media influence, but very difficult to sort of shackle yourself to everything that's going on in the outside world for that extended period of time.
Do you think, though, why do you think it is? And you refer to a car crash, watching the morbid fascination of watching a car crash. Do you think that's what it is? Why are we so drawn to these types? I mean, look how many movies and series we watch with courtroom dramas and with this type of case all the time. Why are we so drawn to this, do you think?
So it is a difficult one to answer specifically for me as an attorney, because I think that for me it's a different type of interest, but for the public at large, it is a type of morbid curiosity. But at the same time, we are attracted to things that go right, I suppose, specifically in celebrity lives. So this isn't just an ordinary case that's unfolding in front of the public's eye. It's something to do with two or three very high-profile individuals who have made themselves, I suppose, open to public scrutiny, and so it continues, whether it be good or bad right now.
So your feeling around this is whether these cases should be filmed and reported. What is your thoughts? What are your thoughts on it?
Personally, I don't mind them being filmed at the time. I think that there is more of a risk in having had the documentary released prior to the trial beginning. The airing of it now, I don't think, poses much of a real risk, simply because you don't have a jury system. There are no minors involved that are being identified. If that were the case, it would be a different scenario.
Megan Harrington-Johnson, thank you. Managing Partner at HJW Attorneys.